Josh, I guess when you look back at last night's game, some nights you got to give the other team credit too. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we look at things that we could do a little bit better, but they played a great game. They, you know, from their goaltender out, they really committed to playing hard defense. And, you know, when you get down in that building, as we've seen over the last number of years, they know how to protect a lead, and they did a great job in doing so. So there's obviously things that we can do a little bit better. And I think the style of that game was a little bit different than, you know, maybe the last 7-8 games that we played, as far as just the style of the opponent we're playing. So I think, you know, knowing that, getting into that style of game, it was a good learning lesson to how that kind of style will look when we get in the future matchups like that. But yeah, you know what, they played well, and we need to bounce back tomorrow.
So what's the main point of emphasis on a day like today?
Obviously, you know, we're going to have some guys on the ice and get some rest, recover, do some learning, guys watching video. Obviously, right now with our schedule, it's been pretty busy over the last month. So try to, you know, take care of your body and do what you can to feel good for tomorrow's game.
Josh, I don't imagine anyone in the room thinks there's ever an easy night in the NHL, but did last night maybe reinforce that to those who, fans or whatever, that might think otherwise, last place team and coming off a win over the first place team?
Well, I think I've said it before, obviously, every night in this league you can win or lose. That's the parity in this league. It's, you know, if you have an off night, or sometimes it's not even not having an off night, but just, you know, playing against a team that really, you know, everything clicks for them and whatnot. Sometimes you're going to have nights like that, but I don't think it was a matter of us taking them lightly at all or not being ready to go. I just thought that, you know, over the course of 82 games, you're going to have some nights where goaltender plays great, the other team plays great, and just doesn't go your way. I mean, if you look back at some of the chances we had that just didn't go in and vice versa that did, you know, that's the way it goes. So we didn't take them lightly by any means, but it just goes to show that any night you can win or lose in this league.
Sure. What are you expecting from the Sharks team tomorrow? They've obviously been playing very well of late, I think 5 wins in a row.
Yeah, they're you know, a team that's got a you know, veteran back end first and foremost. They have guys back there that can really skate and get up in the play, and they don't spend a lot of time in their own end. So I think that's something where sort of based on last night, we have to be comfortable in sort of not having that freewheeling space that you know, obviously everyone loves. So it's going to be a tough game. They're playing well. They've got, you know, some guys, young guys playing really well, scoring right now, some veteran guys that can obviously put the puck in the net, and it's always a tough game whenever we play San Jose, so we have to be ready to go and try to bounce back from last night.
As a defenseman, are there parts of, say, Erik Karlsson's game that you watch and you try to emulate in your own game?
Yeah, I mean, over the last probably 8-10 years that he's been in the league now, he's an exciting guy to watch, someone that I obviously watched a lot, you know, winning Norris trophies and putting up the numbers that he did, you know, between him and Burns and Vlasic and some of those guys that they have over there. They have some elite defensemen and guys that have been doing it at a high level for a long time. So, yeah, obviously I've definitely watched them over the last number of years, and it's fun to play against them too and test yourself against them and compete, you know, in the same game.
Sharks have had a dangerous offensive attack for a long time, but how's sort of Myers blossoming and maybe a Vanderbee in there, that those power forward elements change their dynamic up front a little bit?
Yeah, I think it's that, all you know, the evolution that happens with every team. Obviously, you know, with Meyer comes in and you know, he's a year older now, been in the league a little bit longer, and he's feeling it. So obviously, just watching the highlights, he's got a great shot. He's a big guy, goes to the net. You know, they've got a unique mix of that up front with some guys, Hurdle and Meyer and Kaner. You know, big guys with skill that can score, and also those playmakers, and they're also fast. So they're a dangerous team, and then when you combine their back end that really gets up in the play, and you know, like I said before, have, you know, they have some of the most elite offensive defensemen in the league. That makes it, you know, a big challenge defensively. But yeah, it's whenever we play San Jose, like I said, the last few years, it's always been a tough game. We've always, especially in this rink, had games where they play really well, and it's a tough rink to play in. So yeah, we really need to be ready to go.
Do you you see some similarities, Josh, in that you guys like to activate your D a lot as well, especially lately, not just yourself, but others jumping into the play a lot, and a lot of that offense being driven from the back end?
Definitely. I think, you know, that's, I think every team's trying to now, you know, have that element to their game. The way that the game has gone over the last number of years, how fast it is, you know, the skilled guys that are coming in on the back end. I think it's important to have that, you know, second wave of attack, and definitely something that we talk about. Obviously, when you watch the Sharks play, they have some of the best guys at doing it, and they really, you know, throughout their entire back end have all those guys involved, and they generate a lot of shots from those guys back there too. So yeah, I think it's just a general trend in the league that you know, you have to be able to skate, and you know, teams try to get those defensemen moving. So it's definitely something that we try and implement, but I think every team does too.
Josh, you've been rolling pretty much offensively too, points in 7 of 8. Anything in the stretch that stands out, or just opportunities have been there to jump up? Or...
Yeah, obviously it's been you know, working well right now. I think you go through stretches where, you know, things are clicking, sometimes it doesn't, but I mean, I feel like I've been working hard over the last few years, you know, to you know, add that element to my game, and not do it all, you know, overnight, but kind of gradually, you know, improve and add that element without sacrificing, you know, playing good D. So obviously right now it's working, and it definitely feels good to sort of be adding that element and get those opportunities to shine in that, you know, aspect of my game.